Hello and welcome to Mind's Cast. We host Greg, Mike, and Shaft.
Damn straight.
We're here in Disney's California Adventure again.
Disney California, whatever.
Foiled by wait times. The original plan was to come here, ride Soarin', see the new Soarin', go across the street, ride Pirates, see the new Pirates, and then record from inside Disneyland. But when we got here, the wait was 70 minutes.
Well, with a meal stop in between.
Oh, yeah. But the wait was 70 minutes.
And I'm like, no.
That was a little long.
One of the theaters was down. 105. Is that the old turn? Do they still use that? Is it a
what?
It wasn't a 101. It was a 105, right?
105. Reduced capacity.
So we went across the street, saw the Pirate, some dinner.
We were going to walk past and go get dinner first.
But the 10-minute wait.
It was 10 minutes. Got to do it.
Yeah.
While it's still up, because yesterday we kept hearing it was going up and down.
Yeah. So we came here. Soarin' was only a 20-minute wait, and that was 20 minutes tops. Get in line to walk it out the door, so that was good.
And we get a good seat.
Yeah. Surprise. So, what do you want to cover first?
Let's start with the Pirate.
All right. Richard, let's start the Pirate.
I want Richard to repeat what he said to me because he couldn't keep.
All right.
He couldn't contain his excitement.
Okay. You can go first. Go ahead.
Look, I said I thought it looked pretty decent.
Is that what he said to you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Why is that funny?
Because I still think it's an abomination.
An abomination.
All right. You know, before we get to the actual Pirate, though, they just came up from rehab, and there was some improvements that I noticed. But I also was looking for things... Hey, Bricky, I don't know if he's visually, mentally projecting or seeing things, but he was talking about all these new improved projections.
The one new projection I saw didn't look good.
Which one was that?
The Jolly Roger in the grotto.
I didn't even see that. I mean, I know where it's supposed to be.
It was very faint.
Yeah, there was something bright there, but not. It looked better before.
Barely see the Jolly Roger in the ground.
But before we even got there, I haven't seen what are they called? The light bugs.
Fireflies.
I haven't seen fireflies working in the grotto.
You mean up top?
Up top.
I saw fireflies today.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
I haven't seen them a long time.
Okay.
Now, where they still are not been replaced is up in the load-unload area where those the trees are when you know... that are to the back of the scene you see when you walk in. They never replaced those, but maybe I'm wrong because I'm missing the ones up front, but I don't remember seeing the fireflies in a while. One of our listeners can correct me, fine, I'm having a Mandela thing. But you would have thought they would have given a little more light to our Pirate warning us of what our trip is going to be before we head down the hill. It's practically in the dark. You can't hardly even see him.
Which was
the first the talking one.
Oh, psh,
before you go down. Yeah, that guy.
Well, I was noticing one thing. I kind of commented to Mike when we were in there. All the lighting has been replaced with LED, which is fine and good. But there are certain things that LED comes in with a certain softness about it.
I was going to say the opposite. It comes with a certain sharpness and hardness. You have to diffuse it.
It looked pretty diffused as it was. It doesn't have the impact as some of the previous lighting has had, and I think that might be part of the problem with up there on the Jolly Roger there too.
But Bricky was trying to connect Pirates to the mansion.
Oh my gosh.
You know where the mayor is like, it don't be chicken.
And
all that.
She doesn't say that anymore.
I noticed that. I'm sure there's some, you know, chicken group out there,
Don't be chicken.
But he was saying how you see like spirits of ghost pirates leaving.
No, you don't. Did you see?
I was staring in the area that he said it was there. Because then he compared it to the ballroom where you actually see a pirate come into the ballroom in the mansion.
No, okay.
I think Bricky's smoking a few things.
All right. No one in Imagineering is that clever, Right? So you called it an abomination, right? The new Pirates on the Gold.
I might be overspeaking, but this is going to sound bad because if you have to make excuses this way, it's not as bad as it looked on video and on social media.
Yes.
And this is going back to what I thought of Walt. And I, in fact, I saw
the Walt animatronic
Walt one today. When you see it, and with a statement that I hate from Zach Bagans, we saw it with our own eyes. Well, who else's eyes did you have seen it with, right?
Camera lens, I guess.
I guess so.
He has my father's eyes. Take those away from him.
Yeah, I heard it with my own ears, not Richard's. I heard it with my... Now I get a little side. Oh, the Walt I saw today, the angle, everything, I thought, you know, it looked pretty good. And Karen still says, if you look at the picture that's on the shelf behind Walt, it looks like that Walt. You know, it's like, which Walt do you want? 6-year-old Walt, 30-year-old Walt? But I digress. A little better in person, but that's just making an excuse because people are taking real close-ups, which I didn't like. It didn't look good. And there's a car, I don't know, it'll show up in my video, I'm sure. But there's a painting at the very bottom of the pile of gold.
It used to be there, yeah?
No, it's there. So there's a painting.
The Blackbeard's ghost painting?
No, okay. It's of the guy that's now sitting there on top of the before dead pirate.
I missed that.
And it looks like a cartoon. Just like I think he looks very cartoonish.
He looks very cartoonish.
Okay. From the distance, the first time you see him, he looks like any of the number of the pirates. You know, same facial features, right? That extra animated face is a little weird. Especially with every other face in that place is stiff.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Also, I noticed the auctioneer's lips, not moving. The red pirate lady lips, barely moving. The three singing guys, lips barely moving. Johnny Depp at the end, lips barely moving.
I looked at Barbossa thinking, we need Blackbeard back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And but, because he used to tie in
the smoking things
would be very cool.
But I'm thinking they come out of rehab and half these guys you don't see their faces.
Some things I thought looked bright, you know, the pirate ship.
Half the cannons weren't working.
But it seemed bright. Yeah, I know. I was a little divided attention, partly not looking through the camera, but making sure the camera was pointed in the right direction because I did it on my phone. So I'm just making sure it's generally in the right direction. We thought we picked a good spot. We're by a baby station that was dead and now...
Well, it's
getting active.
It's our super... the place closes in 35 minutes, yeah. So maybe...
So, moving on from there. Yeah, it anticlimactic. I don't... The ghost, to me, I saw a theory by the guy we were supposed to talk with tonight that this might be a test run for Coco because I think when they... When he turns into a skeleton, he looks more like Coco.
That makes sense.
And all this stuff, I mean, I've seen numerous social media posts that it flopped so bad, this pirate, that they've already replaced it with the original. And every picture they showed was not anything new, but the old one. It was it must be a B-mold projection, which is just him like this, you know, head down with the skeleton face, but because there's no depth, because it's being projected onto a face, there's no depth where they paint it out black.
Yeah,
that's what reminds me of the Coco. I could see this working real well on a Coco ride.
Same.
You're in Davy Jones's locker. You later get to see a skeleton turn into a real guy. Where the octopus is,
yeah.
That is like your transition to the real world.
Yes.
So having this guy be real, turning in, and this is not an original storyline, let's say, plot point. This is coming from the movies, the Cursed Gold and all that.
I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
Well, I was going to say, we still have the set pieces from the first movie in there, too.
So... The idea of Coronado's gold turning you into, you know, zombie, skeleton, you know, undead, whatever. If you haven't seen the first Pirates of the Caribbean movie, you're going to have no idea what the hell's going on with this guy picking up the gold and turning it into a skeleton.
That is exactly my point. They've went in reverse now. We had an IP, this ride, that a movie grew out of. Now they're taking the elements from a movie and back, let's say, reverse engineering it back into the...
Yeah, it's dumb. It's the dumbest thing.
I'm tired of seeing Johnny Depp in there. I'm tired of Barbossa. I'd like to see Blackbeard again. I'd like to see some of those extra. What I'd like to actually really see is that they didn't install a lot of the ideas because of budget, money, and time. There's things that are left on the board that if you have the pirate book like I do that was sold when they first opened, there's some really cool scenes that they could put in there. And find, you know, go back to the auction. This when I kept hearing chickens and the was waiting. He's like, shift to your larboard. No, it's like, show them your chickens.
You show them your flock.
Oh, your flock. It's like,
well,
come
we don't
on.
Want to be, you know.
I don't.
These
give
are friendly.
A shit.
These are friendly pirates that don't rape and pillage. Even though the song is talking about
raping and pillaging.
Well, not raping, but pillaging, right?
Pillaging,
burning.
They all. Most of them died of venereal diseases, anyways.
I'm just saying.
That's not something we
the
can show.
The old song, Pirate's Life for Me. Robin, pillage, and filch, and sack. You know, we went up to see. We're really frightened.
Should we have like the old pirate's home at the end, where you know they're all in bed, like in Tombstone, when you've got when you got Val Kilmer, you know, Doc Holliday, wasting away. It's a bunch of pirates
from his tuberculosis. It wasn't.
I'm not impressed.
I mean, it could be a test run, and but it didn't.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
That makes
is
a lot of sense, but it didn't.
Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do it. And this is definitely one of those cases where
almost every one of my posts on social media to when people were posting this was exactly that. Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
It takes away some of the classy classics, whatever, however you want to phrase it, away from the attraction. But you know, that does make absolute sense if you're experimenting with a new process that you're going to be using in the Cocoa attraction.
Yeah, no, that explains a lot.
But will it stay?
Of course. They don't, we were just talking about on the way, the ride. They don't rip out, you know, they spent too much money. Well, I take that back. We've seen them rip out stuff.
It's rare.
But, you know, like we're talking about Fantasmic. 35 years has been around.
It was only supposed to be there for a few years.
Yeah, but you know, they dug those vaults to put the raising, you know, light towers. I'm like, that's a lot of money. They're just gonna shove those back in the ground and forget about them.
That's right.
I don't think so.
They bulldozed the whole island.
Yeah.
You know,
you're right.
And got
you're
rid of watercraft and all that
in Florida. Yeah.
I think I want to go. I have some thoughts about what I think they're doing there. Beyond what we know they're doing there. To try to meld the two areas together, but
in Florida, you're talking about. All right.
But
no, we're not about that.
Yeah, Cars in Frontierland. I don't know. Somehow that doesn't work for me. All right, so we move on to Soarin' to where
yes.
A little bit of a time crunch.
We got a little bit.
How much more can we beat the dead skeleton?
No, I think we've said enough
to beat the dead skeleton. It's gonna stay. I don't like it.
There's ways to plus that attraction. Everything they've done in the last 20 years. Has detracted from what was
the original idea
was nearly a perfect attraction. There's not too many people I've ever met or seen write that have not said this really set a standard for theme parks and is nearly perfect.
Yes,
Now, the time I got to spend with an Imagineer when it was empty and the water was drained and we just sat there by where they're playing checkers, shooting shit, he said they were trying to fix something that a lot of Imagineers had a lot of problems with over the years, and they finally had the chance to fix it, which is you start in the action, you end up in Davy Jones' locker. Not starting in Davy Jones' locker, but it was a matter of you only had so much room on this side of the railroad tracks. You had to get there. Yeah. So they did what they can. It worked out well, but I guess I've never been. You went to Paris. Did you go on the Paris Pirates?
Yes.
And?
It's awesome.
And
it's awesome.
You start in action, right?
Yeah.
He said you were going to go down the hill.
Yeah, it's all down. It's all like, it's almost, you know, you're spiraling down into.
But when you got down the ship there, right? You start in some kind of action.
You start in the town being overrun and the sword fighting.
And the actual sword fighting pirates. You know,
But it finishes with the skeleton.
Yes.
So they had a chance to address that issue. Now, I was asking about, you know, getting antiques. He says, getting antiques in Europe is no problem. Everything's old.
Yeah.
You know, so filling it. But he had never seen this attraction up close, empty. And he happened to be here, and I checked his credentials with the office to make sure it was okay to take him in there. I think we were in there a couple hours. I walked with his card. We communicated for a while because I told him I was, you know, going to school. I was trying to get into that. But, all right.
So that's Pirates.
Disappointed. Guess what?
That was mission.
Now, I'll mention, my wife was like, eh, it was okay. And she usually gives big breaks to things and movies. You know, she didn't like Grogu at all. And usually she'll get passes to even some of the woke bullshit. She'll ignore some of the stuff. Did not like it. My daughter's like, that's all right. But when you say it like that, you're like, eh, it's all right.
Yeah, take it or leave it.
I could say that was Superstar Limo. That's all right.
Superstar Limo.
Right. No, you can't. No, you cannot say that about that Superstar Limo. No, no. You couldn't say much of it because you're too busy retching your everything
how many times
at the end of it.
How many times did you write it? I know I wrote it more than once.
Oh, I
because you're here,
probably,
you're
probably
doing,
about a dozen know. Times. So
yeah, so it must have been all right. Moving on to Soarin'.
All right.
So not much, you know, the queue. They got some bunting, some change of music. You know.
Yes.
That was the big thing I did notice because the original music for Soarin' was written by Jerry Goldsmith. And part of the contract he had was all the music inside the building had to be from his movies. And he has a lot of stuff from everything from the Blue Max to Air Force One and everything.
689 Squadron or the Dam Buster One.
There's there's a lot of his music. And we were all noticing that I don't think I heard any Goldsmith music in there.
Well, you said you heard Dave when we were in there.
Yeah, but Dave's not...
That's a stretch. Who in their right mind can pull out Dave? And I like the film, but
he's probably got the soundtrack on this.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me.
All right.
An average film with, you know, its
so
moments.
So the best part was the standby line's at 20 minutes, and it moved to 20 minutes. We didn't get screwed by a shitload of
lightning lane. The last time I got in, we started with 20 minutes, then it went up to 30, went up to 40, got up to an hour while they were letting hundreds of standby line, you know, lightning lane going while they let one or two.
I told you that last time the 15 parties, no matter the size, for every one to five parties.
I think it was almost like 1,200 to one. It was crazy.
I also noticed at the opening, while we're in the queue, we're looking at the aircraft, we're looking at the aviators, the pioneers. There was new signage up that said Aviators of California.
It's always been there.
Has it always been there?
Yeah, because it was. That was kind of the whole theme. That's all California.
It was
related.
All California. Well, but I don't remember having the signage there because it was all California related. But it's now like since we've been doing all this other stuff, they needed to put something in there.
Trust,
special.
But verify. All right. So,
my first impression: it's shorter than normal.
Yeah, well, first of all, we got lucky. We they said, how many in our group? We said three.
They got us
shot us down there. I thought, great, we're going to be in the back. We were in the front row.
Bottom on the end.
The bottom.
We're on the top towards the...
Yeah, well, front row, according to the numbers. We're in row one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not in front. You're on top. When you take off, you're on
but
top.
But the other rows are behind us, so we're still in front.
At the beginning. Yeah. And then at the end, they're underneath you.
Well, yeah, but they're still back here. They're not right here. They're back here.
Oh, yeah,
that's why you'd see the feet dangling in front of them.
Okay.
And we
they
were
get to see our feet.
We were at the back of the line, so you would think for the end, we were closest to the middle.
So, yeah, that was luck.
Total luck.
Very little parallaxing, you know, where the...
See that? I'm going to get into that in a second.
Minimal. There was minimal. There's some, but there's minimal.
We got Putty's back for a very short...
Well,
as he introduces this younger
himself,
man.
This handsome devil.
To
young handsome
it.
Devil, yeah.
Now, Mike thought they added in some, you know, wordage of cell phones and other
bottles,
things.
Bottles, cell bottles. Phones, and cameras. Yeah. They didn't used to say that.
Now, as we're saying that, you know what he did not say? These little...
Yes, he did.
Did he say those little...
Yes, he did. Yeah.
I was commenting about the aviators with
the
glasses.
Back. Yes, the guys in the back.
As I looked around, I kept my hat on. Richard kept his hat on. I looked to the center.
I took my hat on.
I saw people holding their phones. I saw Mickey ears on.
Yeah.
And you no enforcement.
The funny part is the dude was like making sure people were tucking the yellow strap, looked right at him wearing hats and Mickey ears.
Yeah. And when I first saw some clips online showing this, I'm like, wait, I thought you're not supposed to be holding any devices in this attraction. Are people holding gimbals or their phones? You're not supposed to have any. Well, obviously, they're not enforcing this here. And by the way, did you see they quietly
let people start holding stuff. Yeah,
reversed it on Mickey's Runaway Railroad.
I did see that.
My first impression was much better. I'll say much and better than what I saw online.
Yes.
And I'll explain why as we get into this. But you mentioned parallaxing.
Just a little.
I wear trifocal lenses, I guess they're called, or they're transition
lenses. Yeah.
There's three lenses. I had to concentrate or move my glasses up and down or my head up and down to find a focal point sometimes.
There's some blurry scenes. There's a couple blurry scenes.
Well, you need glasses. The Denali.
I only need glasses for a pose.
The only one I really noticed was the Denali scene, or dare I say the Mount McKinley scene, because it was so bright and white.
Yes.
But the others had so much different activity on it, like in the swamp.
The tugboats squirting the water, I thought was pretty.
Yeah.
Now, short of Artemis, which we know was CGI because they did not have a morning launch for them to record, and the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, yeah, so it obviously
CGI. They should have been able to do better, and they should have been able to fly over it. Let me finish my thought. With that said, other than some animals CGI, I didn't really pick out a lot of other than the first two scenes, unless someone else can say they thought another one was CGI.
No, I was going to say, let's state that from the beginning. The opening of the show does not start with the friggin' space shuttle like everybody. Starts with the space shuttle. No, that is called Artemis. That is a moon rocket.
I pointed that out to somebody, and they were like, well, what's the difference?
Oh, my gosh.
That is a moon rocket. It is almost twice as tall as the space shuttle.
The funny thing about it, some of these people commenting weren't even alive when the space shuttle was still flying, probably.
Probably not.
Because how long's it been now? 15? No. 20 years, maybe, since the last one?
We were in Florida the last time.
Obama was president with the last flight.
Anyways, moving on.
It makes it kind of scary that Joe Biden was
When I
VP.
Saw this online, I saw what I thought was a lot of poor transitions, sharp cut transitions. I'm beginning to wonder if, because some of those came out of the cast member previews, if it wasn't a final cut.
Yeah, no, all the transitions were fades, nice cross fades.
Fades and or there was one where a bird got like close to you.
There was a bird that helped, do a transition.
Yeah.
But like there was falling through trees, right? And a transition and the motion matched.
Yes.
The motion of the transition was a fade.
Yeah.
And what the new scene picked up, you're still going in that same direction. So
that's like editing 101.
But it seemed smooth, right? It did.
I was going in there waiting for all these jerky cuts. There was a few that are just straight cuts, and that's fine.
Yeah.
There's a place for straight cuts, and it worked. The moose, since he called out to us, and he was way down at the bottom.
That moose is CGI.
Yeah, I'm
pretty sure the tugboat spraying red, white, and blue in New York Harbor, CGI.
Could have been. No, I would like you to reemphasize your rage and anger for that stupid article. Fuck you.
Yeah.
It was great seeing the red, white, and blue fireworks and stuff.
Yeah, I like that.
We didn't get a flag. We didn't get a flag.
We did.
No, we got two fireworks flag.
Yeah.
But they got the stars and stripes superimposed on an attraction.
That's because it's Florida. Yeah,
but I'm saying.
Did I not call it?
Yes, you did. I will give you that. You'd say that we'd get a Disneyland version.
We're getting a Disneyland ending, not a Florida ending.
Yes.
And I think that was a good call by the Imagineering.
There's CGI in that. And they're not talking just the fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about the crowd. The crowd. Because if they reused the original Disneyland Christmas party.
They would have to remove stuff.
Well,
you think that whole Main Street was CGI?
No, not necessarily, no.
Brought out the new Soarin' for this Soarin' Around the World or everything, they reshot that stuff on Main Street at 3:34 in the morning, and they used like five different red cameras, dragons and everything on a sled underneath the helicopter.
Were people out there?
There's nobody out there.
CGI. Because the people in the castle forecourt, they got lit by fireworks. I'm like, that looks fake. Right away I said, that looks fake.
I was watching the fireworks, not the people. But
No, the fireworks and then the glow that lit, caught my eye, and I'm like, that doesn't. That
and looks, again, with the my tri-vision going on, I was like, I was moving my head a lot to get the focal point of where should I be looking, what's in focus.
Yeah.
That's the only, but that's an issue with my lenses and stuff. Not, I don't think an issue with the movie, but if, you know, if I was going to rank all three of them, this would come in second.
Yes.
Not better, first. Better and you one. Know, people were bitching about the smells.
So we got the dirt smell in Texas. Right?
The cut grass.
Fresh cut grass.
We had the sea smell, the sea salt smell right from the get-go when we were over at Cape Canaveral.
And then we got pineapple smell in Hawaii.
When we got to Hawaii, I didn't catch a pineapple. I caught an ocean air freshener hanging in my car.
That's a pineapple.
It's pineapple. You know,
with the little hula girl.
But I don't think that's Waikiki. I'd have to see where that is out there.
It was literally Diamond Head.
That's not Diamond Head. You had to look across the whole screen. That was not Diamond Head.
It was right there.
It was not Diamond Head. Diamond Head's a volcano. That was a whole ridge.
I
didn't record it, but we can.
I don't think
we can look. I've seen that image before.
Right,
when you got the hotels there and Diamond Head's in the background.
Hotels would be all the way across.
But the hotels are over here behind us.
Too much non-hotel between here and there.
While we're chit-chatting, look up some images.
Let's see who's been most recently to Hawaii.
Well, when I went to Hawaii,
Catalina.
Catalina. It was in the 80s. I spent the week on Maui with only a layover I don't want to say the big island because it's not whatever the main island is.
Hawaii?
Is that, no. What?
The big island is called Hawaii.
Pearl Harbor is.
That's Oahu.
Spent overnight in the USO in Oahu before. You couldn't fly direct to Maui when I went there.
No, I don't.
You can now.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, big planes going in there.
So, the other thing I wanted to touch on was the music.
I liked it.
A lot of
the original.
It was the original. Reimagined, let's say.
Remixed.
There's a mix, but you know, like the western part, you know, like where you see the horses, it was just slowed down for Grand Canyon.
Sure.
And a little bit of the
rearranged.
Swamp. Yeah. But it was almost beat for beat the same music. You know, you had the Western theme, you had the military sounding part.
Sure.
You had all of that. It was.
I might have chosen, you know, if it was me, I might have chosen a few different places, other places to go, Yosemite maybe.
We saw Grand Canyon.
The Grand Canyon's good. That was good. I'm surprised they didn't have the one guy climbing or right on a peak, you know. But I'm taking it Lighthouse was supposed to be Maine, or is Maine.
Yes. 9:35. Ooh, they're late. It's quarter till. Yes, Maine. That was blurry. That was, the rocks are blurry.
Yeah, a little blurry.
But no, I didn't see any CGI there. The seagull, there's a seagull.
Every flying bird.
That eagle that flew with us, that was CGI.
A little large, but, you know.
And bald eagles don't make that sound.
No, there's a lot of sounds we've grown up with, like the lion, and MGM is not what a lion really sounds. That's actually a tiger. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
That's a tiger. Saw this thing.
Oh, the sound of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because lions don't make that kind of noise. It's like cheetahs. You know, cheetahs don't roar, they meow.
Correct.
Yeah, so.
Mountain lions don't roar either.
I'm trying to figure out what our security contention is here.
They got something going on.
Yeah, no shit, Sherlock. That's it.
If you allow me to finish.
Okay, come on. There's children's present.
We know something.
There's preschool toys present.
Preschool toys.
So
I enjoyed it quite a bit. I would do this. I would do it again.
Yeah, easily.
Oh, yeah. Again.
What? See that ride?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pirates. I mean, I'm still going to go on Pirates because Pirates is Pirates.
Despite their,
but if I could pass it and do something else.
Misguided. It's just another example of a misguided. Yeah, okay. See, that wasn't it.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
You just saw it from up here.
My phone's right there. Yeah. I don't. He's doing Street View. The simpler way to do is
Google Earth.
No, what island is soaring over America? What Hawaiian island?
What other Hawaiian island has a near identical thing to Diamond Head? That wasn't Maui, because Maui burnt down over there. The west side of Maui is gone.
There's the picture right there.
new. You didn't see any of these hotels.
We saw these hotels.
And this ridge stretched way farther than that. We're going to go ride it again when we shut this off again. I'm telling you, that's not Waikiki at the end.
Okay, how about this?
I'll bet you money.
There's a lot of information of what is and is not CGI, what location. Well, you don't used to bother me. They said we were going to, in the original, they said we were going to Palm Springs. And it was PGA West.
Okay, but it's not the same right outside thing. Of Palm Springs.
But did you
get a chance to see? We got in too late to see if they showed you all the locations.
Oh, coming up before.
I didn't get a chance to see that.
Bigger and bigger here. And me without my weapon.
This is all going to be interesting. Okay, let's see.
That's insane. Well, you're looking. We need to keep, people can't see the conversation. Yeah, I know. You know.
But what else is there to discuss? We said we do it. It's better than World. It's better than Soaring Around the World.
Yes, Soaring Around the World just felt like one big CGI fest. Not good CGI.
No.
This one, yes.
Some of it's glaring, but the rest of it's, and the transitions are not bad.
Much better than what I saw online. That's why I want to know, is the Florida version different, or did we see an early cut because it was cast member
preview? They did terrible.
Yeah. Or they had fixed it before. Is that why it took so long? Why would you release it 2 days before the 4th?
March, May 26th for Memorial Day, and we had to wait another 6 weeks?
Yeah, that's why I'm wondering if they were fixing things or doing the end scene, something. I don't know.
Nah.
I liked it. I think it was...
It was good.
Much better than what some of the people are saying about it online.
I just wish it wasn't so short.
Yeah, it did.
It seemed like a good two minutes shorter.
We could have had Yosemite. We could have had Monument Valley.
How about a military presence?
Yeah,
it's America 250. So we got DC Mall, right? We got Grand Canyon. We got Mount Rushmore.
Couldn't help but notice we didn't go over the reflecting pond.
Well, it wasn't being worked on yet. We could have had a flyover at Rushmore. Something like that.
Yeah,
but, not putting the military in, it could be a little more timeless.
Bingo.
You're not.
The iconic Diamond Head Volcano Cone in Hawaii, and then some of Los Angeles' most famous icons, including Griffith Park, Denali National Park, just before that.
I'm not Diamond convinced. Head. Not convinced.
Are you convinced I'm here in Rio? I don't know how hard it is to convince on some of these things.
There's too much gap to the right of the hotels, or to the left of the hotels.
It was all CGI. They cleared it out. They did to those hotels what you did to the cars next to you over at...
cars next to me.
At Crazy Horse.
Crazy Horse,
oh,
yeah.
See, somebody...
Talked to an AI and got rid of it.
I understand that maybe they could get permission to film so close to Lady Liberty.
Yeah.
I understand that maybe that could have been an issue. Yet they flew pretty close to Rushmore. I do not believe that was a CGI recreation.
No.
Having been there, done that, as they say, I felt like that was real. So what would be the point of CGI and shooting offshore in Hawaii? I'm thinking you've just never seen it from that far out.
I just think it's
not the view the average tourist gets.
Yeah.
Where were you in Hawaii? Were you on the beach or were you out in a boat somewhere a mile offshore?
Three trips to Hawaii.
Okay.
Two courtesy of the United States Navy.
Okay.
I was just there in 2023 in spring. And I stayed in the last hotel before the park, before Diamond Head.
Much different view when you're on the ground there.
So I've walked the entirety of Waikiki Beach from Hilton Hawaiian Village all the way down to that last one, and you don't see catamaran sailing in that bay. The winds aren't right there.
Maybe those were CGI.
Or they were just put out there for the film.
Could be. I don't know.
It could have been Michael Eisner's boat, golfing.
When I get some bigger screen, I will verify what I saw.
Got Google Earth it? And
no, I'm good. First of all, I'm going to go find video of this ride online, freeze the image, and then see if I can compare. Okay. But, I'm almost willing to put money on it. I'm that convinced.
Almost.
All right.
So not but, that convinced.
But overall, was that good movie?
Excellent.
I'd give it.
I'm so perplexed about
what that was all about.
Yes.
All right. Well, we're 30-ish minutes in, so we're good.
Yeah, we've got a decent show, two new things,
thumbs up or thumbs down.
And we also confirm for Richard's
sake, two snaps in a circle,
that even though you make a reservation for one park, you are no longer limited to
all I'm saying is I was reading what it said.
Oh, when I make my reservation for Disneyland, it doesn't just say Disney Resort reservation. It said Disneyland, but I knew I could come to DCA first because they quietly have dropped the... And it, you know what?
Well, like I told Mike, it was a good experiment.
Yeah, sure.
But think about it this way. If you related it to the park hopping issue, that ended at 11 anyway. So even if made a reservation, we were way past that time when we got here.
Yeah.
But they no longer hold you to that because you can now park hop early. It doesn't matter.
Because they did hold it to you at one point. I did have to get
But I told you, that's been gone for at least a month, if not longer.
So.
All right, well, so we're going to wrap up, yeah?
Yeah.
Sure, we're going to go get some, we're going to go back across the street, or we're going to go to the...
Girardelli's.
Girardelli.
Get the real stuff.
You've got 9 minutes.
Girardelli's calling us. All right, so on behalf of the other two knuckleheads here, we thank you for listening.
Speak for yourself. I'm just a nut.
That's right. And we wish you good night.
Good night.